This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Let's go on in the Gemara. Mar Uvir Zuashin, the Khailim Kashiva Golatum. Time with the cause of Rahman Kashiva Golatum. We're trying the same analysis now with the second half of the Brisa. The second half of the Brisa is Uvir is Shame. If and why, how do I know Uvir is Shame? Because of this peculiar posuk in Melachim. Uvir Kashiva Golatum. Time with the reason that I know that Uvir means Shame is because of the posuk in Melachim. But if it were not for the posuk in Melachim, what could I have said? What could it possibly mean? Karen is written already. Regal is written already. What else could it be? Itzrich. I need it. Exactly the converse. I could have thought that both Vashilach and Uvir goes on regal. Hold the Azil Memelo, the Shalosh Shiluch. Why doesn't the Gemara answer here? Hold the Azil, hold the Mechalia Kana, hold the Limechalia Kana. No, but the same. Why can't we try the same thing? Because we would. Sorry. Oh, that's a raya for Rashi. The chora is a raya for Rashi. We'll have to work out how Tosfos Aliba the Marshal would learn this. The chora, that's what it says. No, if it was rape, they were both written by regal. Now have a minute. That's hadi mechalikan or dolim mechalikan. I think we have to analyze it more carefully, but it could be Kamash Malan. But I might have thought that one is Vashilach when you send him in. And Ubir is even if you didn't send him in Kamash Malan. So why does Mikul Shechein that Vashilach, that if you send it in? How would we have to answer that? Do you understand what I'm asking? Let's ask the same thing. What's the Havamina? I need two psukim. Let me just say Uvir. So you'd have to say, if it only said Uvir, I would learn it on Shein. If it was only Uvir, that would be Shein. So the only thing it could put on its own is Vashilach. If it was only Vashilach, I would have said Shiluch HaMashalchi. So we need the two psukim to teach the Shiluach. And what kind of shiluach? Even if it's passive. Vashtaduki Hashen regal dazlo mele minalan. Taka. Now that you've said that uvir means shein, how do I know that v'shilach doesn't mean dafke the sholach shiluchi? Onto the Gemara, do me the shein again. We have our hekish. Ma shein lishno shalchu shiluchi lishno dazlo mele afregel lishno shalchu shiluchi lishno dazlo mele. We learn that from shein. Also the Gemara v'lichtei rachmona v'shilach v'leiboy uvir. We could still manage with the one posuk. Why can't we just have a shilach and not a vir? The mashma regul, the mashma shein. If we had one posuk, what would it mean? We only had a shilach. It could mean regul. It could mean shein. How come? Mashma regul dichtiv mishalach regul ashur v'achamur, u'mashma shein dichtiv shein behem u'sashalach behem. So I can bring both shein and regul from the Tanakh as being related to the word b'shilach. If it weren't for the extra posuk of Uvir, Hava Amina, I would have learnt Oiho, Oiho, Oi Regel de Zeke Motsui, Oshin de Yeshano le Zeke. I would have struggled. Which one does Vashilach mean? I can include, apart from Karen, one extra Nezek. Shall I include Regel, which is Zeke Motsui, Oshin de Yeshano le Zeke? Which one does the Torah mean? Are we going to say no? Ani b'shilach. Ani b'shilach. We can learn one chidush. No, not where they're different in their nature. If it was the other one, different chumras. They've got different chumras. It would seem so. It would seem so. You wouldn't be able to learn them as an av. As a tilde, it might be, but not as an av. Mich nishkulinen v'yavur shneim. So let us say they're shkulim. If you can't learn one more than the other, learn them both. That's a principle we have in Limudim. If you have one source, one posuk, from which you it could be implying two things, and there is no hechrich, there's nothing that outweighs in favor of the one or the other, then you're entitled to learn both of them from the posuk. The heminai mafkas, because which one are you going to exclude? So the Torah is teaching you something, and you can't exclude, you can't eliminate either of them. Therefore, we assume the Torah Taka wants you to learn them both. So I could have learned both Shein V'Regel from V'Shilach. And what would I have known? But then I would only have thought, only V'Erekah D'Shalcha Shiluchim. I would have thought, isn't that so? And I might have thought, only D'Lo Mechal Yekarne. If I didn't have a V'er. Why? Because the bigger chiddush. So since it's b'shein, I would have said it's dafke mechalya kana. Yeah, maybe I would have thought dafke mechalya kana and dafke shaluchi. What's the Gemara asking? How can the Gemara suggest that we should only have the one? We've just gone through this whole exercise to show that in order to know that it's even heched azla memela and even heched the loy mechalya kana, I need both of them. And we learn the one from the other, and the other from the one. What's the Gemara trying to suggest that we can learn it all from one pasuk? Yeah, where did we learn from in Regel that even the Aslam and Mela? Good, if we didn't have that from. No, but we'll have Shein as learned from B'Shilach. But the word B'Shilach means Shalach Shiluchi.
It doesn't matter because we've got from the regular to learn how to Shein and Shein to learn.
No, but the only way you can work it is if Shein is learned from Uvir, which is passive, then I can make a Hekesh and say B'Shilach is Lav Dafke. But if Shein is also learned from B'Shilach, where do I have a limud from that Shein, that passive Shein is alright? I would say everything is only B'Shilach. Both Regal and Shein is only if it's Shalach Meshulach. That you're right. That's the Gemara's answer. And the question is, what does the Havamin? We've just gone through the whole thing to say that there's no other way around it. And what about Lo Mechal Yekane? Would that be covered all right? I would say, if it's all from Veshilach, I would say that it's Davke Heche to Mechal Yekane. That's not the derech. If we go with Abshat in Rashi, then we can say, if we'll go with Abshat in Rashi, that from Regel alone, the Pashtus is Lo Mechal Yekane. If you just had B'Shilach in Shein, then we said, the way we wanted to learn in Rashi, not the way the Mashal is learning, the way we wanted to learn in Rashi, if you only had B'Shilach in Shein, it could be ambiguous. But B'Shilach in Regel is not ambiguous. And this is a smach that's actually proved. The Gemara is not worried about that side. The Gemara is only answers, Salkadai Dachamina, Hani Mili Echad Shulu Shuluchi, Val Azla Memele Loi. I would have no way of learning Azla Memele. Kamash Mulan, I need both of them to teach me Azla Memele. If it weren't for that, Taka, I could learn the whole thing from B'Shilach. Regel, Shein, Mechal Yekana, Loi Mechal Yekana. Everything could have been learned from B'Shilach if it weren't for the need to teach us also the Azla Memele. For that, I had to add in the word of Bier. And it has to be in the same posuk so that I can be makish the one to the other. That's how the Gemara comes out. Says Rashi. My regular lishna doliksiv beuvir. My shlind lishna doliksiv beuvishilach. That's an earlier Gemara. Oh, how? Or regular mishum dezeke motzui, aval shein loy. Or shein mishum deyeshan loy dezeke aval regular. So that each one excludes the other. Therefore, I can learn nothing from them. From the posuk, or both, michti. Shein v'regel shkulin hen. Shein and regel are equally weighted. Shein zeh chomer b'zeh. One is not more severe than the other. Sharei b'shneim yesh b'im tzad chomer, because each has a tzad chomer. And we're not going to weigh up which tzad chomer is more severe. We have no basis for that. All we can see is that each side has a tzad chomer. V'yavu shneim b'v'shilach. Deim na matkes de lo leisim b'nei. How are you going to exclude one not to learn from it? Or shneim shovin, they're equally severe.
Then
that when am I chayev? Only if I deliberately send my animal into my friend's field to graze there. Avol asla memele loy, but if the animal went by itself, I'm not responsible. That's hashgocha. It's got nothing to do with me. Kamash v'lanu v'yer v'kiven denatkelan shein de memele mivibir. And once I've learned shein memele from ubir, asye regel v'yolfu mino. Then comes regel and learns back from shein. That's how the Gemara learns it. Nim Yitz Hashem on Sunday, we'll go. Jeff, how far are you and David in preparation? You're on Dalad Amabay, is really good. Okay. I think next week also we'll have to learn Sunday and Thursday in Yitz Hashem. Just until we get to the Mishnah, we'll have to have two Shirim a week.